If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this March 13th. Happy Monday, everybody. If you've been following the news since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year, you've likely heard of this drug, mifepristone. It's a drug that induces abortion in patients. And after Roe was overturned, demand for the drug skyrocketed. Fast forward to today. Medication abortion, as opposed to a surgical procedure, is now the most common way that people terminate pregnancies in the U.S., according to NPR. The vast majority of abortions occur in the first trimester, and a two-drug regimen, mifepristone, and a less regulated drug called misoprostol, is seen as the gold standard for medication abortion. But access to mifepristone has been threatened lately. A case before a federal judge in Texas could pull the drug off the market entirely, and analysts say that depending on the judge's ruling, medication abortion could be banned outright in the U.S. Perhaps to get out ahead of that possibility, the Food and Drug Administration in January instituted a major rule change. Mifepristone could now be dispensed by retail pharmacies. Previously, the pill could only be accessed through some mail-order pharmacies or by specially certified doctors and clinics, according to the New York Times. The new FDA rules mean that patients still need a prescription for mifepristone from their doctor, but can then fill that prescription at retail pharmacies like Walgreens and CVS. If, and this is a rather big if those pharmacies agree to dispense them. The rule change could make mifepristone much more accessible across the country, even in the face of this impending lawsuit trying to ban it. But last week, Walgreens became the first major pharmacy retailer to say it would not agree to dispense mifepristone in dozens of states. This decision, first reported by Politico, followed letters to Walgreens penned by 21 state attorneys general, threatening legal action if the pharmacy chain dispensed mifepristone in their jurisdictions. A few weeks after the letters were mailed in early March, Walgreens execs confirmed they would not dispense the pill in those 21 states. Most of the states threatening to sue the pharmacy chain are ones in which abortion is banned outright. But in four of them, Alaska, Iowa, Kansas, and Montana, abortion is technically still legal. But there are bills in play that aim to heavily restrict abortion, including abortion pills. For now, though, the procedure is still legal, which means there may be patients in those states that would benefit from accessing mifepristone at Walgreens, but now won't be able to get it, at least not from Walgreens. The move caused an immediate outcry, with some groups calling for a national boycott of Walgreens and its subsidiary, Duane Reade. Pro-abortion activists took to social media to condemn the decision, while notable pro-life accounts praised it. Noticeably absent from the conversation, CVS, Walgreens' chief rival. CVS, too, was on the receiving end of threats from the same coalition of attorneys general that had written to Walgreens. CVS has yet to clarify if it plans to dispense mifepristone in the 21 states in question, but in January, a spokesperson told the New York Times, quote, "We plan to seek certification to dispense mifepristone where legally permissible," end quote. That still calls into question what CVS will actually do in states like Kansas, where abortion is technically legal, but the attorney general has threatened legal action. There's a lot we're waiting to find out about mifepristone in the coming days and weeks. Will CVS expand access to it in more states than Walgreens plans to? Or will the pill eventually come off shelves entirely? We'll keep you up to date as soon as we find out. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmosky. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Louie. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.